For media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning, Rob.
Morning. Before we talk about what was another great week for your team, give you the opportunity this morning, as we've done with all the coaches, to speak about some of your guys who you feel are worthy of all-conference recognition.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been a collective effort, but certainly I don't think we'd be without Johnny Davis's play and his intangibles and his leadership. Obviously, Mike Morsell's played better lately, much better, and that's been a good thing for us. William Moto, and then I think Deshaun Moorman certainly, at least for the all defensive team, if not something else, has been a arguably our most consistent guy. So, I don't know. We haven't really been a team that's relied just on one guy. It's really been a collective effort.
Thank you very much for that. Another great week, as I touched on in the open, 6 in a row, 11 out of 12, and beating a couple quality teams last week in Elon, 85-66, and JMU, 75-65. Just coming off everything that we had talked about last week with the news with John and having Jess with him, talk about how proud you were of your team's effort and the guys that were able to step up.
Yeah, I mean, we know Elon's a postseason team, and James Madison had taken us to the ringer down there. So guys played hard. Different guys, you know, Deshaun, 8 assists, no turnover. Mike played like he's supposed to play. Freshman playing good. Zane and Justin and Dennis Tunsil are all guys that are going to be really good players. And I thought William and Eddie Keith, gave us that toughness and workhorse mentality. We've had good fortune, good environments. It was an emotional week. Guys want to play well for John. They want to keep playing well for John, and I was happy they did that. And now we gotta keep getting better at this point.
What was that like? Obviously, you had senior night for William and John, two guys that you've spoken of, and how much they mean to you in the past. What was that night like for you?
Yeah. I struggled a little bit with it. My guys told me I was a little bit soft. And I. I apologize for them for being soft. We try not to be, but those guys are not only they've been good players. They're really good students, and they're just high quality individuals, good teammates. So I mean, it's that's always tough to last chance you get to coach guys at home like that, and I'm sure I'm not the only one in the league that'll experience or feel that. So it's but it was good to send them out the right way.
And then you touched on a little bit your freshmen in particular, Zane Martin and Justin Gorham. Justin getting the start with Alex Thomas's injury and 8 points and 7 rebounds in that JMU game, and then back-to-back double-figure efforts for Zane. Just how have those two grown throughout the year, and what can they provide? I guess a little glimpse of the future for you.
Yeah, look, Zane's really gifted. I'm really pleased how much he's bought in defensively. I thought it was going to take a lot longer, and as we got talking about that, I think he's got a chance to, be one of our top scorers moving forward. And then, Justin, I'm happy with. A lot of people don't know his dad passed. He was very close to his dad passed right at the start of practice. He had cancer, Justin went down to 205. Now he's up to 226, which is hard for a guy to put on weight in season, and he's playing well with confidence. He's also the youngest guy in our program, so we're anticipating him to really be a guy that gets a chance to be really good for us moving forward.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Jerry Beach with Defiantly Dutch.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jerry.
I'm doing something on the spate of big comebacks in the league the last couple of years. There's been 29 games, league games, in which someone in the winning team has trailed by at least 10 points. And I wonder, I know you've had a few this year, especially non-conference play. I wonder what your thought is as to why, big-ish leads don't seem to be as safe as maybe they did a few years ago.
The three-point shot, the 10-1-4 rule with the with the physicality and the shorter shot clock, and I think it's also hard to you're down 10, you're talking about chipping away. I think it's easy to get guys to focus when you're up big. I think guys try to go for the knockout shot. We've had some probably good luck. So, I think anytime for us, anytime, Jerry, we can take the coaching out of it, we seem to start playing a little bit better.
You guys are 5-1 the last couple of years. You know, 10-point wins and only one time blown a lead like that, which is tied for the best in the league. You know, what do you think? You know, why have you guys been so successful coming back in league play and so successful in holding on to those big leads?
You know what? Credit to the guys. We've got some tough guys, and obviously we've had good luck. I'll tell you this: the game we blew was probably the Maryland game. And that one really hurt. I would have got a big bonus, Jerry, if we won that. They were in the top 25, so I wish we had figured out how to get that one as well. Good fortune. There is nothing. Sometimes you get lucky, the ball bounces your way, and guys, it's a player's game. Guys make plays or they don't make plays in late-game situations.
Mm-hmm. And do you find yourself thinking differently on the sidelines now than maybe a few years ago? You know, like I said, with the shorter shot clock, changing rules. That, you know, do you think differently with a big or a lead or a big deficit than you might have, you know, year one or two at Towson?
Yeah, no question. Trying to be a little more relaxed, which isn't easy for me, and it's easy to be more relaxed. I do have great belief in our group. And, you know, like I said, guys are going to make plays for you and stick to the script. You know, we always tell our guys execution is the answer. So I think when you do that, you have a chance. But look, you watch games all over the country. I mean, you got to get a little bit lucky, too. And some night the ball bounces. You know, we were fortunate to win the game against William & Mary. We really didn't. We didn't deserve. Not really. We didn't deserve to win the game. We just got lucky. You know. And sometimes you need some of that in a long season.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Alex. How are you?
Good, good. I just kind of a question of curiosity, I guess you would say. You know, obviously when the conference season started, you guys didn't get off to the best starts, but have really regrouped and gotten on, you know, the hot track here lately. Is there something as time has progressed that you can point to that changed, that got you guys going in the right direction? Because I know you've lost some players and stuff, but is there anything that's changed from the beginning of the conference season to now that's gotten you where you are?
Well, I mean, one thing is, you know, we're the only team to get stuck with three road games in 6 days. We traveled all over the free world. I got to ask Ron Bertovich, the geography seems to be an issue again this weekend. We're going from Wilmington to William & Mary, so we're going to get some more frequent flyer miles. Honestly, when we have a Thursday-Saturday routine, it's easier to lock in. It's easier to prepare. You know, we did have a big, big team meeting. John Davis called a big team meeting when we were 0-4. It was just me and the players. He ran it. Everybody got at each other, and, you know, we've played better since then. But the consistency of the league schedule certainly helps with that. And we've been lucky. We've been lucky. I mean, you know, look, we're going down to your neck of the woods on Thursday nights. We're going to need luck, the rosary. I mean, Wilmington is the class of the league. The job that, you know, Kevin Keach has done is unbelievable. I got bad news for Wilmington. He won't be there next year. He's gone. He's the hottest guy in the country. He's out of there. And I know how jumping trash he's going to be. And, you know, we're hoping we can go down there and make it a competitive game. You know, we're going to be a heavy, heavy underdog.
Well, I mean, it's when the preseason polls came out, you guys were picked to be second. So now there's an opportunity to test your mettle against that number one team in the league right now. How big of an opportunity is this for your squad to see where they really are?
Yeah, we need to slingshot the rocks. I mean, you know, you're playing Goliath. They've got four all-conference players. They're absolutely an at-large team. You know, they shoot it, they turn you over, they don't turn it over. I mean, yeah, it's a great challenge for us. I mean, you know, Trask is what you want a college basketball environment to be. And, you know, I mean, we'd have to play by far our best game of the year. It's going to be a big test.
All right. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday, Coach.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Thanks, as always, for the time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
You guys are the best, Rob.
Thank you.